Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Robert Schimmel is with us, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Look at you, man. They changed the... That's why I'm stumbling over this. You know, it's put 12 years one way, and then they, you know, overnight, bang, change it up. All right, Robert Schimmel is with us. Brea Improv Wednesday through Sunday, and that should be great. So where is that Brea Improv?
It's in Brea.
Oh,
I don't know where. Oh, God.
Yeah, know. Well, go down to Brea. You played there before, though.
Oh, yeah.
Kicked ass there. And what we like to do whenever we have, like, a really funny stand-up comic in.
Oh, boy.
And we'll do it with you, too. No, we like to do have people call up with their favorite joke or their best joke, and if you can make Robert Schimmel laugh, you're going to get yourself a prize because he's a veteran of comedy. How long have you been doing stand up comedy?
Almost 29 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ! Look at you.
I'm taking the slow road.
Yeah. One of my favorite jokes too is when and this may have been a true story. By when you called your dad because you'd just taken some Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah.
Who was he working for at that time?
Designing what was leather that goods. Story? It was Baronet Leather Goods. Yeah, I didn't read the possible side effects for Pepto-Bismol. So one of the side effects is that when you go to the bathroom, it could wind up being black.
Right.
So I called my dad because it freaked me out. And I said, you know, you're not going to believe this, but this is, the, you know. And he said, you're not going to believe this, but I'm in a business meeting and you're on the speakerphone.
You're talking about your black turds.
Yeah. It's scary to see.
All right. If you got a great joke and you think you can make Schimmel laugh, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got about 10 prizes here. And again, keep them short. All right. None of these, you know. Three guys walking there. You got a Jew, a Catholic, and a Protestant. You know, please, let's keep them short. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, how many minutes do you do? You do an hour?
Yeah.
An hour. And that's a lot of material. People have no idea how many jokes and how many stories. And I mean, an hour is a long time.
Yeah, but you want people to get to know you when you're up there, too. And, you know, I mean, it takes time for them to get to know who you are and where your comedy comes from. And I just love being up there.
Do you have any cancer material you do?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been in remission?
8 years.
8 years.
June 5th, 2000, I was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow.
Said that if my treatment didn't work, I had about 6 months, and I'm here 8 years later.
Jesus Christ, 8 years, man. And how often you checked? Every couple months?
Twice a year now.
Twice a year?
Yeah.
And you're always nervous about that?
Yeah. That's probably the scariest part, is because you go for the test, and then they don't give you the answer right away. And you know the guy doing the CAT scan is seeing it right there. And you like look at him like, so? And he goes, no, talk to your doctor.
And he can't tell you anything.
No.
Yeah.
They won't. I've tried bribing and tickets to the show and everything. Nothing.
Right.
But they won't tell you.
Yeah, I had a CAT scan of my heart. I always, not always, but I felt that at one point I want to get a CAT scan of my heart because I don't eat well. I don't drink well. I mean, I drink well. But I smoke and I want to get a CAT scan. So I'm having the CAT scan done. And about a minute into it, the buzzer goes off, and he rushes in. He goes, "You okay?" And I said, "Yeah, why?" And he says, your heart rate dropped to 54.
Wow.
And I said, is that a problem? And he says, well, that only happens with athletes. And I said, well, last time I did a pull-up was in seventh grade, so it's not it's not an athletic
thing. And that was the kind you wear.
But I tried to get him to tell me the information afterwards, too, and he wouldn't lay it on me.
Yeah.
But he knew. He can tell by looking at it.
Yeah, when I went for the heart test, they said you can either get on the stress test thing.
Right.
So they said you can either get on the treadmill and then you got to start going and then it goes up in an incline.
Right.
And you have to go a certain speed and a certain distance to get your heart rate to where it is. They said, or we can just give you a shot and that'll take you there. And I said, no shots. I don't want to be kidding. What, are you going to give me speed and then watch my heart go up and then say, gee, Mrs. Schimmel, this never happened before.
Yeah.
I said, other patients get this.
Well, it's like when we were flying to Oregon, I went to our pediatrician because my daughter can be a little hyper on airplanes, and I wanted to get her some in case, you know, just to bring her down. So she gave us a little kid downers. I don't know what it is, you know, probably cold medicine or something. And she said, give her a tablespoon of this. She'll be out in 2 minutes. And as we're leaving, she goes, oh, by the way, and about 2% of the kids have an opposite reaction, but don't worry about it. So we give her a teaspoonful of this stuff. She ran up and down the aisle, grabbed people's hair, grabbed their clothing, yeah. grabbed their luggage for 2 hours.
Yeah. That happens to me. I can't take any kind of antihistamine, stuff like that, where they say that, you know, it'll help you, like, mellow out.
Right.
I get hyper from it right away.
Yeah, it takes off on you.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if anybody's got a decent joke out there. Let's talk to a Mario in Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM or FM Talk. I don't know. What are you?
Okay, two goldfish are sitting in a tank. One says to the other, no, you man the guns. I'll steer.
All right. Nothing so far. All right. Jason in Anaheim. You're on the air.
What's better than winning the gold medal at the Special Olympics?
I don't know.
Not being retarded.
All right, we've all heard that. Bruce, I'm telling you, the Schimmel's a tough audience. You guys have to have a decent joke or else nobody gets the prize. Bruce in Silver Lake, you're on the air.
Here, Tim, I think you liked this one once. Let's give it a shot. What has four legs and chases cats?
I don't know.
Mrs. Katz and her lawyer.
Nothing. All right. Doug and Covina, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, this guy wakes up in the hospital and the doctor's reading the chart. He goes, I've got good news and I got bad news. And the guy says, well, what's the bad news? And he says, I'm very sorry, sir. We amputated the wrong leg. And the guy goes nuts. He's reaching. Ah! So after about a minute, he just closes his eyes, lays his head back on the pillow and goes, oh, what's the good news? And the doctor smiles and says, your bad leg's doing much better.
Yeah.
Nothing from Schimmel. Have you heard all of these?
Some of them, variations of them.
All right.
No, come on. Somebody's got to have something better than that.
Andrew and Whittier, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Two gay condoms walk into a bar, and they say to each other.
They say to each other what? I got to get dumped there. You gotta... Jimmy and Hemet, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, how do you help an emo kid that has cement up to his head, up to his neck?
I don't know.
You fill it up with more cement.
Oh, Bobo. It's like guys calling from second grade. Betty and Cerritos, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yes, there was this man, and he needed to get a haircut, and he took his little six-year-old with him, and he gave her a Twinkie to have a snack. So anyway, she got up because she wanted to tell her dad something, and the barber says, oh, no, 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 honey, don't do that. You're going to get hair on your Twinkie. And she says, yeah, I know, and I'm going to get boobies, too.
Not bad, huh? All right, you got to laugh. Betty, you got to laugh. Hey, you there?
Did I get a prize?
Yes, you do, baby.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, you've called us before. You're blind, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to figure out what to give you where you'll enjoy it. You get out much?
Not really. Mm. You got CDs or anything?
No, I just got tickets here.
Well, go ahead and give me a ticket. I'll give it to my grandsons.
All right, fantastic.
I got enough of them.
All right, we'll give you a ticket to...
Let me ask you something, Betty.
Yeah.
Your sense of humor?
Sure.
Are you easily offended?
No.
Okay, then I'll tell you what. When you get off the phone with us, give whoever you do that to, give them your address, and I will send you some of my CDs, so at least you can listen to that.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. Fantastic. Oh. All right.
Oh, thank you, huh?
My pleasure.
Pays to be blind.
Oh, that's so nice.
All right, hold on 1 sec. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Mosley versus Mayorga. Look at that. Saturday.
Jeez, you're giving that kind of fight ticket to a blind person? Are you crazy?
At the Home Depot Center.
Betty, you could scalp those tickets.
Call them at 213-480-3232 or go to Ticketmaster.com for tickets. It's Mosley versus Mayorga, right?
Yeah.
Is that a boxing match?
Yes.
Wow, look at that. All right, Betty, go out and you can listen to a boxing match.
The president of my homeowners association versus the gardener.
All right, congratulations there, Betty. Yeah. She's a winner. She calls us all the time. She's 85 or so and completely...
Are you kidding?
Completely blind.
God bless you.
So she just listens to that radio all the time. Gil in Granada Hills. Hey, Gil, you there?
Hey, yeah, what's brown and rhymes with Snoop?
I don't know.
Dr. Dre.
That's not bad. Not bad. Not not a laugh from Schimmel, but not bad.
Yeah, I don't want to get shot on the way home.
Rick in Laguna Niguel, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, what do you call three Irishmen sitting on a lawn?
I don't know.
Fertilizer.
All right.
Wow.
All right, you got close there. To
do
a,
I get a prize?
Yeah, we'll give you one. Schimmel gave it a chuckle. The fight tickets, Mosley versus Mayorga. Saturday at the Home Depot Center, Ticketmaster.com for tickets. You going to that fight, by the way? You a big boxing fan?
I'm performing.
Fan?
Isn't it
oh,
this
that's
weekend?
Right. Yeah, it's this weekend. Yeah. Are you a big boxing fan, though?
Yeah, I like it.
Is that right? Yeah, last
time. Not what it used to be.
No, it isn't. Not one of the old. I mean, the old days were great. I mean, I'm not talking about Muhammad Ali, but when you go back to like Sugar Ray Leonard, that whole era was great. Yeah, it was good. And that's when you get like, you know, 50, 60 people at a house to watch a fight, you know, on five or six TVs. Now you can't get a friend to come over and look at it, for, you know, if you pay him.
I know. I remember the last Ali fight I saw was at somebody's house. There was about 25 people there. And I thought he was doing the rope-a-dope and the ropes covering up like that. And then he was going to pop out any second, and he never did.
So long.
And that's when Frazier was waving the ref in to stop the fight.
Oh, yeah. Because
he said he idolized him so much he didn't want to beat him up.
Jesus Christ. But I remember the old, you know, with Tyson and who did Tyson? He bit. Who's the ear did he?
Holyfield.
Yeah.
I was there for that.
At the MGM, was that?
I was there.
You were there.
My elder daughter Jessica. Yeah.
Wasn't there like a mini riot after that?
Yeah, it was a giant riot. People were running through the casino, overturning blackjack and craps tables, chips all over the place.
Is that right?
Shoot, that's when what's his name got shot?
Snoop. I mean, Dre.
Tupac got shot that week. That night.
Wow.
And we were outside in the street. People were, you just heard gunshots, people running on that overpass going from the MGM to the New York.
Wait, Tupac got killed that night?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. Jesus Christ. And you were at that fight?
Yeah. That was definitely a little bit on the rig side, I think.
Yeah.
Well, because he got bit.
Right.
And then that should stop the fight right there.
And right.
Then Holyfield went to his corner, and the referee basically called the fight and said, that's it. And then these guys in suits came over and talked to the referee. And then he went back to Holyfield and said, can you continue? After like a couple of minutes. And that wasn't good enough. He had to bite him again.
That's unbelievable. What an animal. And you must have been scared to death though in that casino.
Oh, yeah. Well, my daughter was crying. I mean, she wanted to go home that night. There was no, you couldn't even get a flight to get out of there. It was that
Jesus
nuts.
Jesus Christ. She rented a car and hit the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough, man. Vegas doesn't like that at all.
No.
They don't like that kind of action at all.
No, and they have a really unique way of suppressing all of that from ever hitting the news.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, well, you didn't really hear about it.
Yeah,
that
I didn't hear about the tables overturned, but I heard that there was a pretty a skirmish after that.
I think that they popped some big NBA guy, I don't know his name, for like stealing chips off a table as soon as everything started happening.
Really?
Just walked out, yeah.
Jesus. That would have been me. All right, Robert Schimmel is with us. If you got a decent joke, you're going to go to a fight this weekend at the Home Depot Center. Let's talk to Tim in Monrovia. Tim, you're on 97.1, free FM talk.
Okay. Pappy O'Malley's going to the bar, and his wife says, Pappy, last time you puked on yourself. If you do it tonight, I'm going to kick your ass. He says, no worry, honey, I won't do that. So halfway through the night, he pukes all over himself. The friend says, tells him, I got something for you. So when Pappy gets home, he goes, I know, honey, I puked on myself, but there's a $20 bill in my pocket for you. And she reaches in and pulls the money out. He goes, Pappy, there's $40 here. And he goes, oh, yeah. He pooped in my pants, too.
All right, baby. Robert in Torrance, you're on the air.
What do you call someone who clearly ran out of ideas?
You. Ryan in Arizona, you're on 97.1.
I was going to say ABC.
Hey, Conway Jr.
Hey, what's up, dude?
All right, so a guy walks into a burger joint he's never been to before. He looks at the menu, sees hamburgers for $2, cheeseburgers for $2.50, and he sees handies for $5. He does a double take. He's like, what? Handies for $5? Looks at the cashier, and it's like the hottest girl he's ever seen. Walks up to her, said, are you the one giving the handies? And she's, yes. Says, wash your hands. I want a cheeseburger.
That's pretty good, dude. Hold on one sec. We'll send you a pair of tickets to Mosley versus Mayorga. at the Home Depot Center this Saturday.
I made a mistake. I just got a text from my brother Jeffrey correcting me. It was Larry Holmes, not Joe Frazier.
Oh, Larry Holmes. Yes. Wow, look at them. All right, that guy, your brother's a big boxing fan.
Yes.
Boxing fan. Ticketmaster.com or call 213-480-3232. Let's go with Vinny in Canoga Park. Vinny, you're on 97.1
hey,
FM
Timothy
Talk.
Boy, how you doing?
Not bad, how you?
Pretty good. Hey, a husband and wife was driving to an animal preserve, and a skunk ran out, and they ran over it, and the husband stopped and picked it up real quick and threw it in the car, and as they were driving through, a ranger comes up behind them, puts the lights on, and pulls them over, and the husband says, hurry up, honey, put this skunk under your dress, and she said, Chester, but it stinks. He said, I know, but the skunk won't mind. He's dead.
I think that's one of the jokes my five-year-old told that... at school that we had to change.
I know. Sometimes there is we get a call from like the 1970s. And I think that was one of the ones. He's been trying to get through since 1978 with that joke. All right, let's talk to Ryan in Long Beach. Ryan, you're on 97.1
hey,
FM Talk. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, why do doctors spank babies when they're born?
I don't know.
So they can knock the D's off the stupid ones.
Hmm, really, not bad. Don't quite get it, but not bad. Chris in Costa Mesa, you're on the air.
Yeah. What do you call 100 guys in a swimming pool? 100 black guys in a swimming pool.
I don't know.
Cocoa Puffs.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
John in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
My Monday.
I like the way we're automatically connected to these jokes, because they're growing here.
I know.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Three eighth graders, a Mexican kid, a white kid, and a black kid. Who's got the biggest entertainment center?
I don't know.
The black kid, because he's 18.
Doesn't matter.
Anybody know any non-racist jokes?
Yeah, it's unreal.
It's amazing.
I know. I mean, you know, Arsenio said that his neighbor tried to lay a decent Mexican joke on him the other day, or a couple months ago, and Arsenio said, no. Because I know that once I leave here, this turns out to be a black joke. You know, I know that because I'm here, it's a Mexican joke.
You go, dog.
Please don't lay this on me, man. Dave in Southgate, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. Hey, what's the difference between a pregnant lady and a light bulb?
I don't know.
You can unscrew the light bulb.
Wow. Jesus Christ. All right, we got to take a break here, huh? All right, Robert Schimmel is with us. Your best joke might get you tickets to the fight this weekend at the Home Depot Center. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Special guest tonight, Robert Schimmel, live on 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, and Robert Schimmel is with us. Always nice to see you, dude.
Nice to see you, too.
Go to the Bray Improv and see Robert this weekend, Wednesday through Sunday. Two shows on Friday and two shows on Saturday. Will you stay down there for the night?
Yeah.
You will.
That is too much to drive down there, do two shows, and then drive back, and then drive back the next day to do two shows, and then drive back.
So you stay on Friday night. And come home Sunday.
Nice. Yeah. Last time I went, some of the employees of the improv also had like day jobs at Disneyland or not, so they gave us tickets to go.
Oh, that's cool.
And the kids had a lot of fun. Although,
hey, now you've been doing it for 29 years. When's the last time you really bombed? Where you said, "Man, this audience sucks." That happened recently.
Wait, hold on. Explain the letters here. When?
When he said, really high to, like, do it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, forget that. Forget that. Okay, my daughter's quoting stuff that's totally inappropriate for the radio. Yeah, there's sometimes a real bomb. Well, I had one that was a corporate date in Vegas that was really unbelievable. It was out at some, like, in Summerlin in one of these places, and it was the biggest cell phone importer in the country. If you if you have a cell phone, it basically came through this company.
Right.
And the guy said, yeah. He said, I'm such a big fan of yours. I can't wait for this. Well, he was a fan of mine, but they didn't know who I was. And there was a lot of people there. And to add, just to make it a little more exciting, I'd woken up the morning before with Bell's palsy or something like that. Seriously.
Oh, man. Well, you got that open eye and the droopy...
Double vision.
Both.
I was taking her to school, and I couldn't see. It looked like cars were coming right at me.
It looks like you had a stroke, too.
Yeah, and I can't tell the difference in which car is the real one.
Oh, Jesus.
And so
Christ.
I have to wear these, like, prism glasses, like the trip glasses from the 60s. Remember those? And I had to go up on this stage, and every time I turned my head, everybody, it looked like you were tripping. Like I was the fly with Vincent Price looking at the audience. And, did some joke up front about something about a certain part of my wife's body that just took them in the wrong direction and just never recovered at the end. And they said, you got to do an hour. And
oh,
so
Jesus.
At the end, I got off and I ran for the door to get out.
Right.
And the door was locked. You couldn't get out from that side. I had to walk through the crowd and exit the other way. And it was so bad. I mean, no laughs. The one guy, the guy that booked me,
right.
He was on the floor. I mean, he thought it was hysterical. But nobody else. Nobody else.
How many people were there? Hundreds?
Yeah.
Jesus
it was a big
Christ.
Thing. Yeah. It was a big...
I'd love to have seen that, man.
Yeah.
You have these crazy glasses.
It was really bad. It was... I've had that a few times. I was in Miami once, and they brought in a group of a Canadian senior citizen singles that were supposed to see some other show with a torch swallower or whatever it was at some Hawaiian thing.
Right.
And he was sick. So they bussed everybody over to my show.
Oh, boy.
Well... People that come to see me know me. These people didn't know me.
And you don't do a lot of sword swallowing or torch swallowing in your
no.
act.
No. Well, I opened with that joke about, you know, my wife wanting to, you know, experiment with the love beads with me, and people couldn't get out of their seats fast enough. I mean, I heard stuff hitting the floor, oxygen tanks falling. They put a lot of oxygen and wheelchairs and stuff. They just didn't go for it.
You know, the nice thing, as you get older, my dad experienced this, and for a long time, for about 6 years, he was doing a show on the road with Harvey Korman.
Yeah.
And they'd tour the country doing the show, and they were getting huge audiences. You know, sometimes they get like 4,000 or 5,000 people, like in Phoenix, you know, the place where people retire. And my a friend of mine, Jason Sulaco, his grandfather would see the show every time they went to Palm Springs, 5 years in a row. And his grandfather, I think, was 85 at the time. And he said to me, you know, he says, hey, thanks for the tickets. And I love the fact that your dad and Harvey changed the act every year. There wasn't a word of the act that was changed. It was the same act for 5 years. But these guys, you know, who are just 95 or 85, they think it's a whole new act. That's one of the advantages of getting older.
Yeah.
You know, you can go out and do your act, and you go, Jesus, Schimmel, man, change his act again.
Yeah.
That's a save act.
It's, it's amazing. And something, I mean, when you're a celebrity like your dad and Harvey, I mean, I think that you can only live on that celebrity status for a few minutes on stage, and then you really do have to be funny.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, if not, you can't maintain an hour just on Remember Him from this show.
It
doesn't work like that.
Yeah, no, then they knew it sometimes. You know, I mean, you know, again, they would have audiences, you know, sometimes it weren't that great. You know, it was the same act, so they knew the act was working. But some audiences, you know, they just, you know, either falling asleep or, you know, something happened.
I was at the Comedy Store one night. It was my birthday, actually, and this has to be like 25, 26 years ago. And I walked on stage in the original room, and I said, you know, tonight's my birthday, and everybody wonders what it's like to, you know, have sex with someone of the same sex. And as a birthday present to myself, I went to Danny's Okie Dogs on Santa Monica Boulevard and picked up this male prostitute, and we did it, and it's the best thing that ever happened to me. Good night. And no laughs. I walked off. Mitzi Shore grabbed me and said, now you better get back up there and tell them you were joking. Because there was just no laughing. There was just no laughing.
That's fantastic. I enjoy those more than, you know, than the guy who kills.
Oh, me too.
Who really is hurting up there.
Well, I know guys that, I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I've done it. But I know guys that'll go up and they'll dig a hole on purpose just to see if they can get out of it. Or they get this mindset like, oh, you don't think that's funny? I'll show you what not funny is. And then they really just punish the audience tremendously.
Yeah. You know who does that is... Kinison used to do that.
Yeah.
Kinison used to do that. Yeah, Sam Kinison.
I remember watching him walk the whole main room one night.
Yeah.
He didn't care. But then that works. I mean, you know, the next night you can't get a seat to get in to see him because everybody wants to see what made everybody walk the night before.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. All right, folks, if you have a joke that that can make Robert Schimmel laugh, you're going to go to the Mosley versus Mayorga fight this Saturday at the Home Depot Center. Call and get tickets for this fight before it sells out. 213-480-3232. Eric in Laguna Niguel, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, what do you got?
This mother and her son was on his plane or whatever, and the little boy was, like, irritating. He was talking all the time, asking all kind of questions. So he was already to the point where he was pushing his mother to almost spank him or whatever. So he was asking his mother, he was like, well, if baby cats come from big cats and baby horses come from big horses, then where do baby planes come from? So the stewardess that was irritated by him earlier was trying to rush by before that question got to her. And the mother stopped him like, hey, ask the stewardess right there. So he asked the stewardess, he was like, where do baby planes come from? And she was like, well, here at Southwest, we know how to pull out on time. So you ask, you tell your mom to explain that to you.
Ah, all right. Very good. Is he opening for you in Braham?
This guy?
Yeah. No?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if I ever told you. You know, the first time I performed after 9/11, it was about 4 or 5 weeks after. I was at a club called Zany's in Chicago. And my opening act was a guy from Pakistan.
Oh, Jesus.
And he was wearing a turban, and he had the beard, and,
the
Nehru shirt, the whole thing. And nobody at the club, you know, bothered to tell him that that kind of look was out of style that month. And the audience just hated him.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean,
imagine.
Right from the get-go.
Where was that, New York?
No, in Chicago.
Oh, man.
And he walked out and said, hey, how's everybody doing? And they were just screaming and cursing him.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
He said, any birthdays in the audience? Drop dead! They didn't care, but they didn't want to hear it. So then I go up. He brings me up. He was sweating so bad. He had a sweat ring around the turban.
Oh, Jesus.
He was sweating through the turban. And I said, how about a hand for this guy? His name was like Johnny Bombay or something. It was some stupid thing. And they were booing. And I said, wait a minute. You're connecting this guy to what happened in 9/11 because of the way he looks? You think that he's like a crappy comic posing as a terrorist in Chicago waiting to get a phone call? If he was going to blow himself up, it would have been 10 minutes ago when he was on stage eating it.
Yeah.
This guy just didn't get one laugh.
You know, I never thought about that, but I guess stand-up comedy stopped for a while.
Yeah. Well, all the show, Leno and Letterman.
For a month,
and Conan,
huh?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's hit these jokes again, folks. Come on, please, let's step it up here. David in Torrance, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, long time, first time.
Thank you, what do you got?
How do they say F you in Los Angeles?
I don't know.
Trust me.
Trust me? That's very good, dude. We're going to give you a pair of tickets for the fight this weekend. Mosley versus Mayorga. And that's Ricardo Mayorga, right?
It's a killer fight. Yeah. It really is. I wish I could go to that.
Ticketmaster.com. Go check it out. Let's talk to a Mark in Huntington Beach. Mark, you're on the air.
All right, Tim and Bob, you guys are the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
I asked you some questions before I saw you off an answer, though. Hey, did you guys hear about Ku Klux Knievel's latest stunt? Did you hear about that?
No.
He tried to jump 20 black guys with a steamroller.
Ron in Yucaipa, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
What's three things that make women superior to men?
Wait, set it up again. What's what?
Three things that make women superior to men.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
They can give milk without eating grass. They can bleed for a week without dying. And bury a 7-inch bone without digging a hole.
There you go.
Wow.
Eitan in Santa Clarita, you're on the air.
Excellent. All right. Currently, I'm in a relationship with a horse, but as sick as that sounds, it's a pretty stable relationship.
Hey-o.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Not bad, man.
Stable relationship.
Jesus Christ. Trey in Rialto. How'd you like to sit next to that guy on a flight from L.A. to New York? Can lay you, you know, stable jokes on you.
I love when people say, oh, you're a comic. I got a joke you could use in your act. And then they tell you the raunchiest thing. I mean, it's just no way anybody could tell those jokes.
Right.
Yeah. It's just, and they think you can.
I know. People are crazy. Let's talk to Trey in Rialto. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, this guy, this girl, she wants to go to prom, so she asks her dad. He says, Dad, can I go to prom? He says, no. She says, I'll do.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I think the power just dimmed in here. Yeah. What happened?
There are some limits to this, folks. Please. Dustin in Venice Beach. You're on 97.1.
All right, I got a couple here. What did the pig say when he was on fire?
I don't know.
On my bacon.
On my bacon. All right. Kevin and Fulton, you're on the air.
How we doing?
Hey.
Hey. So there's this lady who's learning trying to play golf, and so she gets a golf instructor, and he's spending about an hour with her. Can't hit anything. So he tries something new. He says, I want you to hold the club like you would your husband when you're intimate. So she picks up the club, takes a big swing, clears it 200 yards straight down the fairway. So the golf instructor's all impressed. He says, all right, that's great. Well, you want to take the club out of your mouth and try it again?
Mm. Right. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, really good. Lewis and El Monte, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What do you got?
What's the difference between a blimp and 365 BJs?
I don't know.
One of them is a good year, and the other one's a great year.
Ah, all right, dude. Hold on one second. We'll give you a pair of tickets to the Mosley-Mayorga fight Saturday at the Home Depot Center. That's a pretty good joke.
Yeah.
213-480-3232. Go to Ticketmaster.com, everybody. Ticketmaster.com.
You guys have to have better jokes than that. Seriously, I can't believe it, man.
It's the audience,
There's real jokes out there.
I know. There's real decent jokes out there. I think a lot of people that know really good jokes are not the guys that are calling talk radio, you know?
Why not?
I think they, you know, they're... probably got something else going on.
But everybody has that they want to have that few minutes of fame and to get on the radio and tell a joke. And,
I know. You know, there are some, but then again, all of a sudden, also you and I are jaded. I mean, you know, I grew up with a very funny guy, and you're a very funny man, so it's not like we haven't heard any of this crap before.
Yeah. I grew up with two very funny men, my dad and my brother, so it was really... Jeffrey has an unbelievable sense of humor, and my father is hysterical.
All right, folks, Robert Schimmel is with us. Go to Brea Improv this Wednesday through Sunday and see his show. Two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday. So you got Wednesday, Thursday,
two on Friday,
two on Saturday, and a Sunday show. You got seven shows coming up.
Yeah, I guess they figure if cancer didn't kill me, then maybe eight shows can do it or whatever.
Christ, look at you.
You can see my schedule at robertschimmel.com.
Yeah,
I have a book out called Cancer on $5 a Day, Chemo Not Included, How Humor Got Me Through the Toughest Journey in My Life.
Yeah.
And I never wanted to write a book before, but this really tells the real story about what I went through and how I found comedy in there.
Excellent. All right, can you stay with us till the top of the hour?
Sure.
All right, Robert Schimmel is with us, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are live on 97.1 FM Talk. Robert Schimmel is with us. Always nice to see you, Robert Schimmel.
Nice to see you,
and,
too.
And Brea Improv, Wednesday through Sunday. And you're going to be on with Carolla on Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, very funny guy. I consider him perhaps the funniest guy in show business.
Yeah, he really is. Well, first of all, he's very... very well spoken, and when he starts on something, he knows what he's talking about. I mean, you can't get around him.
Yeah, when he comes on with this on Friday for about a half hour or so, and I'm sweating and my eyes are watering. I'm laughing that hard. I mean, and nobody else, is on the radio that makes me laugh like that. So if you want a very funny show, a combination of Schimmel and also Carolla this Thursday. So check it out Thursday. What time are you coming on? You know?
Early, probably like 8.
8 o'clock.
Like that, yeah.
You a morning guy? You up in the morning?
Yeah.
You are? Not that guy, man.
Yeah. Well, I got kids. Yeah. They get you up.
I got a kid. Thank God that their mother gets up.
I remember. You know, when she lived here before, my daughter, Leah, she went to Hawthorne. Was that the name of the school? And Andrew Dice Clay's kid went to the school. And I didn't know, and I know Dice. And I go to the school. It's the parent teacher conference, and he's standing outside smoking a cigarette at a parent teacher conference, and he's wearing all black and the whole thing. And then the principal comes over and goes, "Hey, Mr. Schimmel, how you doing?" I said, "Okay." And I said, "You know Andrew?" And he said, "Silverstein."
And I said, "Bust Silverstein, bold,
right?" And he said, "They don't know I'm the Dice Man." I said, "Are you kidding? Really? They don't know it's you? You're smoking at a kid's thing where the gloves with the fingers cut off and all that?
They don't know I'm the Dice Man."
I love that.
He was in here one night. This is about a couple months ago.
About 2 months ago.
Yeah, he's funny.
And he got really pissed off at me.
Really?
Yeah, because I know the guy. I've known him for like 10 or 15 years. And he got really pissed off at me over a comment that I made about his act.
Bust your balls.
And I can't remember what it was. Oh, I remember what it was. I said that Dice was playing the Grove in Orange County. He starts at 8. I said, but if you want to see the act, you better get down there by 8:15. Right? And he goes, "Why would you do that? Why would you say that on the air?" And I said, "It's just a joke, dude. You're a comic. It's an effing joke." I said, And he says, "Well, what you're saying is I got 15 minutes of material." And I said, "Well," I said, it probably would have been funnier to go by 8:10, but I gave you a break there. I want 8:15, please.
8:10.
I like that guy. Gino, you like that guy, Dice Clay, too, right?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
You like that? He's a funny guy, right?
Real funny guy.
Yeah.
He is. I do have to tell you that when I was in the hospital getting chemotherapy, a lot of comics sent me like CDs, comedy CDs and stuff to listen
to. That's cool.
But Dice sent me a tape that he made of the sickest material. He must have gone on live one night and just taped it just for me and sent it to me. I almost fell out of my bed. I mean, I can't repeat any of it, but people were screaming in the infusion center. It was really, really funny.
Hey, did that help you when you had cancer?
Absolutely.
Laughing? Yeah, it does, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get some of that. I got to get those DVDs or CDs. I feel it coming on. Oh, all right. It's a preemptive strike. Let's talk to Oscar in Los Angeles. You got a joke?
Hey, Timmy, love your show.
Thank you. What do you got?
Okay, pilot tells overseas passengers there's not enough gas for the destination, and they already threw out all the luggage, so now we got to throw out people. We're going to do it, to be fair, in alphabetical order. So first, we'll start with the A's. All Africans come up to the front. Africans are thrown out. Then the letter B, all blacks come up to the front. All the blacks are thrown out. Now C's, all the colored people come up to the front. All the colored people are thrown out. And a little black girl tells her dad, "Dad,
please."
Wow.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, man. Let's, well, I don't want to give this audience a lecture. It never works.
No.
Jose in Paramount.
I'll be opening at the rally next weekend.
Jose, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Robert Schimmel, man. Look at you.
How you doing, man?
Wife and husband wake up in the morning. Wife turns and tells the husband, "Oh, I just had the best drink."
All right. Jonathan and Laverne, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
All right. What do you got?
All right. So this guy's driving along, right? And he comes up to a stop sign. And as he slows down, he looks both ways and keeps going. And as he looks up in his rearview mirror, he sees there's a cop behind him. He pulls him over, and the guy looks at the cop and says, "Officer, well, what seems to be the problem here?" He says, "Well, you didn't stop back there at that stop sign." He says, "Well, I slowed down." He goes, "Yeah, but you didn't stop." He says, "Well, what's the difference?" He says, "Sir, can you step out of the vehicle for me?" Guy stands up next to him. Cop pulls out his billy club, starts beating the guy, just beating him. And he's like, "Ah!" And the cop looks down at the guy and says, "Hey, would you like for me to slow down or would you like for me to stop?"
All right. Very decent joke.
Wow.
Another guy that's opening for Schimmel.
Yeah.
The Bray Improv.
Why not? I get them all. I got a guy.
Do you know who's opening for you, by the way? Do you get to pick?
Sometimes I do, but the guys that are on the show actually are very, very funny. One of them is Adam Hammer, and the other one is Lee Levine. So, and they both are really feature acts, and they co-headline some clubs, so it's a real, it's a pretty strong show. It really is.
You run into Brian Regan at all? You're friends with him? I think that guy's got a good act.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. All right, let's talk to Marte in San Diego. You're on the air.
Hey, Tim, you might remember this one. After an old guy reached his 100th birthday, 97.1, the Tim Conway Show, interviewed him. What's your secret to longevity, Tim asked. I never argue with anyone, the man replied. Surely that can't be it, Tim said. The old man shrugged. I suppose you're right, Tim.
Doesn't matter.
What?
I don't know. Vincent in Laguna Hills. We got a big drug audience. There's a lot of guys on weed and crack and crank and lewds and all kinds of stuff. So they
can you even get that stuff still?
I guess that I don't know if you can't get lewds anymore. Can you get lewds still?
Danny can get them for you.
Is there a lewd store out there?
Bonaducci can get you lewds.
All right.
Yeah. No kidding.
Vicente in Laguna Hills. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, what do you got?
All right, hopefully this one gets me the tickets.
I don't think so.
All right, there's a cucumber, a pickle, and a penis sitting around talking about how their life sucks, right?
Hey, dude, if you stop telling this joke right now, I'll give you tickets.
All right.
All right, hold on one sec. You want a pair of tickets to the Mosley versus Mayorga Saturday night at the Home Depot Center? 213-480-3232, or go to Ticketmaster.com. I had a feeling that that guy was going to get his joke was going to be dumped anyway. All right, congratulations to all the winners. A quick sports update for you. The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the San Diegos today. They scored 6 runs. You a big baseball fan there?
No.
No. That's why you're reading your text messages.
I am trying to find that phone number for the Gray Improv.
All right. San Diego 1, Los Angeles 10. And Arizona lost to St. Louis, so the Dodgers, the Los Angeles Dodgers, are up by 3 games. So congratulations to the Dodgers. Up by 3 games with, only about 5 games left, I believe. Let me see. 5 games left. Up by 3. That's great. So the magic number is probably 3 now. Yeah, 3 games left. 5 games left, up by 3. Magic number is 3. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers. So let's kick ass. They may be able to do it they're going to play San Diego tomorrow. On Wednesday, maybe Thursday, they could wrap it up. Maybe wrap it up at home. Wouldn't that be nice? Before they had to go to San Francisco. All right, Schimmel, thanks for coming in, man. You're a major stud. What's the phone number there?
The Gray Improv. It's 714-482-0700. Or you could probably go to improv.com. And it's at, 120 South Brea Boulevard in Brea.
You can also go to robertschimmel.com.
Yes, right.
You got that locked off there, right?
Yep.
All right, robertschimmel.com. Call and get tickets, 714-482-0700. And check them out Thursday morning on the Adam Carolla Show.
I want to do something with you when you're doing some kind of like charity fundraiser thing.
Oh, I thought you.
Like a real deal.
Oh, like a whole deal, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do that. That'd be fun. Raise some money for somebody. I don't know. Who would you raise money for? Who needs money? Gina Grad. Okay. All right. Thanks for coming by, Robert. Always nice to see you. Thanks for having me. Say hi to that brother of yours, Jeff, who's also a very funny guy. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Joining us from the John and Jeff Show are John and Jeff. Nice to see you, fellas.
Hey, Tim.
What's going on with that big show tonight?
You know, this the political season is here, and would you make your fifth grader wear a T-shirt that says a political statement. Would you make your kid do that?
Nah, you want to keep your kids young as long as you possibly can.
Well, we got a fifth grader in Colorado that's wearing a T-shirt that says...